Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. An airstrike Saturday in northern Afghanistan killed at least 19 people, including three children. It happened at a hospital run by the group Doctors Without Borders, MSF's Bart Janssens in Brussels.
The attacks lasted for about an hour, and just after the beginning, we reached out to our contacts we have in the U.S. military forces to explain what was going on.
U.S. military acknowledged it conducted a pre-dawn airstrike in the vicinity of an MSF facility. A spokesperson for the American forces in Afghanistan said a U.S. airstrike may have resulted in collateral damage at a nearby medical facility. Afghan troops backed by U.S. airstrikes have been engaged in heavy fighting in Kunduz against Taliban militants who had taken over the city in the last week. Russia says its warplanes bombed a terrorist stronghold and other terror targets in northern Syria on Saturday. Says it will continue its push against the Islamic State militants despite Western claims that the aerial campaign is largely targeting Western-backed rebels. United States and its allies have condemned the Russian air campaign, claiming that Moscow is using it as a cover to support the government of embattled Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Nigerian police and witnesses have linked two explosions late Friday outside the capital Abuja to a male and female suicide bomber. The blast left at least 18 people dead, wounded dozens more. No group has claimed responsibility, but authorities immediately linked the attacks to the militant group Boko Haram. This is VOA News.